Well, look what the Lord has done. He is mighty. He's great. He's awesome. We love him this morning for his faithfulness, his goodness, and his mercy toward us. We do know this much, that it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that does indeed avail much. Good morning, everybody. I can imagine what's getting ready to happen. I can imagine the things that are getting ready to take place. I can imagine the doors that are getting ready to swing open as a result of the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the righteous, the prayers of those who will touch God, who will believe God, who will put aside their desire to sleep, put aside their desire to rest, get up and push their way and pray and believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Pastor Butler, he's going to start us in prayer. He's going to pray from about 10 minutes, 10, however the Lord leads him. And Sister Monica's on here. She'll go after Pastor Butler. And then when she gets done, she'll pray. So I guess Pastor Butler go from 6:05 to about 6:15 or 6:20. I really wish Pastor Butler would talk on prayer for about 2-3 minutes. And then when he's done, Sister Monica will go for about 5 minutes. And then I will end the prayer as we get on that train, choo-choo, underground prayer movement, and head to Mobile, Alabama. Pastor Butler, we're in your hands.
More grace, sir, and grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied for you is my prayer. Thank God for your pastor and the drive, tenacity, and hunger for God and for seeing the people of God rise up to the occasion of the cross. And bless you, saints. Bless you, family of the Most High God. Amen. We love you this morning. We thank God so much for you. We're going to go straight into what God wants us to go into. I'm going to go ahead and do exactly what the man of God said. Hallelujah. And before we go into prayer, it is important to understand what prayer is and what prayer is not. Amen. The man of God has talked so eloquently on prayer. But I just want to drop a couple of nuggets and pray that they would fall into the gold mine of your soul, help you to be a little bit more spiritually enriched thereby. First of all, we know that prayer is the means to commune with God, and he communes with us. Prayer is the umbilical cord between God and man, heaven and earth, the natural and the supernatural. It is the vehicle that allows us to tap into the things that are unseen and to release our faith in the God, my God of his holy word. Many people want God to do something to alter or change their situation. But listen, many people want that, but they talk to everybody else but him who they want to do it. It is an absolute must that you and I keep an open dialogue with his majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ, or else, how can we see or how can we know his voice? How can we know his will or how can we know his way? Hallelujah. It's not enough to read the word. Amen. But bless God, you need prayer as the navigational tool. Amen. And the explanation to help you to navigate through that word. Prayer is the Christian's lifeline. Listen. The principle of prayer involves communication between humanity and divinity. Humans are inevitably seeking assistance and direction from God in matters that I believe are beyond our ability to fully understand. Saints of God, listen. The expectation of receiving answers through your prayer is based solely on the premise that the King of Glory, the Prince of Life, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, has bestowed certain privileges upon us. Amen. Whom he has invited to seek him. And I love that because he has invited, my God has invited us, hallelujah, into his presence and invited us to seek him for his involvement in our lives through prayer, according to Hebrews 11:6. Hallelujah. Listen, Pastor has been talking about we are the enforcers. Hallelujah. The word is one thing, but we are the enforcers of the kingdom of God. We are the officers of the kingdom. And one of the things that we have been given, amen, to enforce that is prayer. Well, listen, and I want to say this before I go into prayer, because many of us have it twisted. And I know the old slogan that we have, we say that there's power in prayer, and I get it. I understand what you mean. I get it. But in all actuality, that's not right. The power is not so much in prayer. Watch this. Let me validate my statement. The power is not just so much in prayer, but more accurately, in the one to whom you direct your prayer and the prayer is offered unto. Glory to God. For example, you may pray to a tree, to a cow, to a rosary. You might even pray to some other object, to Buddha, Muhammad, Swami, Mahatma Gandhi. Well, all of those are prayers, and many of those people direct their prayers to those particular objects. But the prayer is no more effective or powerful than the object to which it is directed, which makes my statement accurate that I said from the first place. Glory. And that is that there is power in prayer only to the degree of the object to whom you pray. Now, for us, our object is the Most High, the King of Glory, the Prince of Life, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Rock of Ages. He, amen, that is the Ancient of Days. So that means now we can say there's power in prayer because there's power into the God we pray to. Hey, glory. Listen, my God, I feel the stir here today. What we say, amen, bless God, and that's powerful because, amen, Jesus turned water into wine, as Pastor have said before. He turned water into wine. He walked on the water. He healed the sick. And he raised the dead, meaning the lame to walk, the dumb to talk. Glory to God. Open the eyes of even the blind in Jesus' name. But listen, amen, bless God. People witness and seen the miraculous, the miracles, and the majestic exploits of God. Amen. The 12 apostles was with him and seen every one of them. But it is interestingly, amen, bless God, it's interesting to find out that they never asked him to teach us to make the lame to walk, the dumb to talk, hallelujah, to raise the dead. No, they said, Lord, teach us to pray in Luke 11:1, I believe. Hallelujah. Lord, teach us to pray. So in order for us to become effective, efficient in the kingdom of God, defeat the cohorts of hell, pull down the regions of the damned, hallelujah, and bring to naught, amen, bless God, the jaws of Lord Jesus' unrighteousness, then we must learn how to pray. So in order to become effective, we're getting into intercession. That's what we're doing now. So don't ever think your prayers, amen, don't mean anything. That's when the enemy has bamboozled you. Let's go into prayer. Father, in Jesus' matchless name, we adore you. We honor you. We wonderfully celebrate your presence. You are our King, our Rock. You are God in whom we trust. There's none like you, none to be compared with you. Thank you, Master, for the privilege of coming to the portal of prayer, Lord, the vehicle that you've used to bring heaven and earth together. Thank you, Father, for giving us access into the supernatural as well as, Lord God, the natural. We give you glory. Hallelujah, that you are the one whom we pray to. Hallelujah, not a Buddha, not a Mahatma Gandhi, not a Confucius, but Lamb of God, we thank you that you have revealed to us that it's in you we live, we move, and we have our being. We thank you for this prayer line. Thank you, Lord. Give us to never take it for granted. Give us to never take it, Lord Jesus, lightly, but give us to esteem it. Hallelujah. Bless God with the utmost urgency, and, Lord, let it become paramount in our lives. Lamb of God, we bless you this morning, and we give you divine praise, and we give you divine glory, and we give you honor for the great things you have done, you are doing, and that you will do. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, according to Psalm 103. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and we forget not all your benefits. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth our iniquities and heal our diseases. We thank you for crowning us today with loving kindness. Father, teach us to wait on you. You said to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and you would strengthen our heart. Father, you said, Lord God, in patience we possess our soul. Thank you for this fast that teaches us discipline and waiting before you. Teaches us how to corral our soul, our emotion, our feelings, our passion, and bring them up under subservitude to the cross. Father, in the name of Jesus, we wait on you this morning. Hallelujah, through prayer, and we gladly wait. We joyfully wait because we know, Lord, it is a good thing, hallelujah, to seek you early while you may be found and call upon your name while you're yet near. Now let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that you have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah, that you have brought us up also out of a horrible pit and a miry clay. Hallelujah, we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you honor in the matchless, majestic, and magnificent, magnanimous, hallelujah, marvelous name of His Majesty, Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name. Sister Monica.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Glory to God, honoring our pastor, Pastor Karn, Pastor Butler, and to all of those that are here, we give God the glory. And we are going to be taking this prayer point from Matthew, the 18th chapter. The Word of God lets us know that whatsoever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose upon the earth, it shall be loosed in the heavens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the scripture, the verse that I really want to look at is how it says that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, and it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So today we are praying for agreement in the spirit. We are praying as the body of Christ, that whatsoever we ask for in this day and in this season, that God shall back it up. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you today. We thank you today that you are God and that you are sovereign, and beside you there is no other. And Lord God, we come in the power of your word. We come in the spirit. And Lord God, we know who we are and whose we are. Therefore, we decree and we declare on this morning, oh God, that everything according to your word that belongs to us, that pertains to us, and that you've given us the power by your word to decree and declare that it shall come to pass on today. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up all adversarial territories. In the name of Jesus, we come against all demonic agreement in the name of Jesus, and we destroy the plan of the enemy on today to stop us, to block us, to try to trap us in the name of Jesus. And we loose right now, God, the power of your word, God, that word would take seed and go before us, oh Father God. And Lord God, we unlock every system that we need in this earth in order to go Kosaya, to manifest the plan and the glory of God. Lord God, as we take on this prayer movement, Father, in Mobile, Alabama, we bind up every decision of the enemy to stop and to block the portals that Kakashaya, that prayer are going to open and unlock for the people of Mobile, Alabama. We decree and declare right now, Lord God, that every person, oh God, every organization, every agency, Lord God, every system of this world and of this region that is Shekosuya, that needs to be in place and be prepared, oh God, for this underground movement, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it will be in place, Lord God. We unlock the portals of prayer in the heavens in the name of Jesus, and that every tool and every instrument, Lord Father, that let it be activated, let it be empowered right now by the power of God. Lord God, we pray that Yoshiah, that families would be saved, oh God. We come up, Hoshiah. We come against the systems of this world, oh God. We come against the spirit of disbelief, oh God. We pull down strategies and strongholds of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We unlock it right now in the name of Jesus. Retakasaya, Rotokosuya, Retakasaya. We snatch down systems, Okoshaya, Isakasaya.
bring forth, oh God, the plan of God, the will of God, the purpose of God. We pray right now, Lord Father, that you will strengthen our man of God. Lord God, give him intel and energy, oh Father. Give him the mind of Christ, oh God, as he prepares for prayer to lead your people, oh God, into a place that they have not been, oh God, that they will rise up into their purpose and into their promises, oh God, and that every prophecy that's been spoken over the lives of your people, oh God, that it will come to pass now, oh God. Give birth in this season. We command this morning that it shall unlock, oh God, and give way for the Makusuya, for the word of the Lord that is being Tresokuya, that is being Kratakosuya, that is being transcribed in this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pull it down. All systems of Denetokosia, Arayabashaya, all systems of negativity, oh God. And Lord God, we decree and declare that is loosed right now the purpose of God, the will of God, and the plan of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mande tene bokuna kasa. Zila kolo bokulele bi antala mahasha. Jala, jala basa, salamon dele kitele mandoro bohuta. Rabarada babo sondelele me. Now listen, we are praying. We're going to pray this, and I want us to pray this very strong. But I want you all to understand that we know that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. But of course, because what we are doing, we are threatening the powers of darkness, because we are coming against the plan of the enemy, the workings of the enemy, because we understand and know that, we recognize that nothing is going to happen without warfare. Are you listening to me? Now let's pray. Now some of y'all right now, you ain't praying. You're just sitting there listening to us. And you got too much going on in your life to not be listening and to not be pushing and praying. Come on. So right now, right now, wherever you at, get up out that bed. Get up right now. Hallelujah. Get up, I said, get on up, come on, get on up right now. And we're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to block all resistance. We are commanding all resistance to be broken. Every power that would come to stop what is mine, every power that would try to stop things from happening, we are declaring that we are taking hold of everything that is ours. Lift your voice right now. And come on, with authority, with power. You know, sometimes the only way you're going to pray through is you just got to get up. Got to get out that bed. You got to move around. You got to push. Because let me tell you something. If you don't do something different, nothing different is getting ready to happen in your life. Are you listening to me? So we got to declare and decree and make sure that the will of God reigns, that the hand of God reigns, that the power of God reigns and manifests in the life of us, all right? We got to decree and declare that the will of God comes to fruition in Alabama, that the will of God comes to fruition in our life, in our ministry, in the life of our children. Raise your right hand. In the name of Jesus, I command, I declare that the will of God must come to fruition in my life. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the will of God, the purpose of God, the plans of God concerning my life will come into fruition and they will come into manifestation. I declare that there shall be a manifestation of every prophecy, of every word, of every declaration, of every heavenly decree concerning my life. I thank you that there shall be a manifestation. Hey, in my life. In the life of my church, in the life of KCC, in the life of my pastor, in the life of those connected to me, within and without, at home and abroad, I thank you that there shall be a manifestation of every word and every plan and every will that you have decreed concerning my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are sending us right now to Mobile, Alabama. Your will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. We are decreeing and declare that the will of God, that the purpose of God, that the plan of God for Mobile, Alabama, for the underground prayer movement,
Father, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice right where you are. Let's pray this through. Let's pray that the will of God concerning the underground prayer movement will come to pass. I take hold of everything that is ours, and I decree right now that whatever is mine, whatever is supposed to take place at the underground prayer movement this weekend in Mobile, Alabama, at 705 Telegraph Road, showers of blessing. I decree that whatever is supposed to find its way there will get there unrestricted. Any individual who is supposed to be there today, I thank you that they are coming, and they are coming unrestricted. Every blessing, every breakthrough, every turnaround that belongs to us that is supposed to be at the meeting, hey, in Mobile, Alabama, I declare that it will find its way there unrestricted. I confront every garrison. I come against every wall. I declare that every wall of the enemy that the enemy has tried to send concerning this meeting, I command it to come down, and I command resistance to be broken. I command warfare to cease. I command a ceasefire in the spirit and declare that all opposition against this meeting, against this prayer, against this time of intercession, I declare that all opposition be broken. Pray. I pray against strong happiness. I pray against strange winds. I pray against strange winds that are deployed against us. I pray against bad weather, demonic weather, demonic weather patterns, demonic weather systems. Father, in the name of Jesus, let nothing hinder the saints of God coming to pray, coming to intercede, coming to call upon your name. Let there be no hindrance. Let there be no resistance. Let there be no blockage. Let there be nothing to stop us. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray. Pray for those who are on their way to Alabama. Pray for those who are ready to receive breakthrough and change. Pray for those who are undecided, still trying to decide should they come. Holy Ghost, hey, release a clarion call in the spirit. Release a clarion call in the earth. Release a clarion call in the belly of intercessors all over the region of the Gulf Coast, Pensacola, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, hey, Georgia, Florida. I release Meke Makamu Likele Biancalotala Lemansile me undulini biele bia lata labasha kaba robo koshene. I release a clarion call in the spirit of your people. Hey, shata le malabo lukumie lilili anja. I cancel every strange wind. I cancel every strange wind. I arrest every strange wind. I rebuke, I confront, and I paralyze the beast of the Bekosha that rides on the wings of the air. Ile Beshe, I come against every demonic weather pattern and declare that the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night, but I command the winds to be still. Alosha, Aloshe, Elebasha, I command weathers to be still. I command the clouds to hold up rain. Hey, Shita, ho, meke shebe, libanka la makulasia, zivumbi didi elede, les stolemi antala, roboko shema. We are intercessors. We are the officers of the kingdom, and by divine authority, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we command the weathers to work in our favor. We command the winds to blow in our favor. We command the rain to fall in our favor, and we uphold it. If it would stop us, if it would block us, I cancel all resistance. I cancel all opposition. I destroy every weather pattern that will come against this meeting and declare that there will be liberty. There will be sunshine. Hey, Masha, Lema Labahakuma. Likambi aso librundi libikitala la kalabakubeshe lebeshemo lulele maja. Put a fire, put a fire, put a fire, put a fire in those who desire to come. That person who ain't made up their mind to come. My God, arrest them now. Send them, send them, send them, send them. Send them now from near and far. I release a call. I release a trumpet in their spirit. Don't let them rest as they make their way, driving by car, by boat, by plane, by train. Let the spirit of prayer arrest us tonight. Let the spirit of prayer arrest the region of the Gulf Coast. Let the spirit of prayer overtake us. Hey, 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 Lasha. Hey, Lika Sheme. Hey, Mika Talama. Robo Soluleme. Lemenkeleme Kribi Ankuleme Itala. Laminini Asha. Rokobo Kubashele. Lemanzilimi. Lemanzilimi Ekoma. Likamala Ukuta. Lebe. Let all resistance be broken. Let all resistance be broken. Let every wall, let every garrison, let every barrier, leba shabu, let it be alakia, let anonymi kifele mekleisele ontola, rakimikika ukukushikimi, lika malakala malakukasa, lububi, libele mekleisele me ontuna, letune me intele, lika laba, labanjele, lay, 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 pray, basha, bushe, lemala, lumalie, lemansala mohota, lekelemanda, halaboshe, lelebakatoya, lelebakataya, lebaso, lubakaleme, lemandelem, limankulemia, halaboshata, elebashata, 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 hey, hebo. Ho, makashaba, lay, melabo, rubu seleba, yambi me ashata. Hey, spirit of prayer, arise in us. Spirit of prayer, overtake us. Spirit of prayer, live in us. Let the spirit of prayer arrest our homes, arrest our wives, arrest our husbands, arrest our sons and daughters. We come in covenant with the spirit of intercession. We come in covenant with the spirit of prayer. May it be released across America, across the region, across this land. Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Usha. Ora bashande. Ela bashakaramo. Ila la mama mandala masokolelebe. Kutala. Ora bashande. Ira la ba sikele le ma menka nana mokuli an kala masa zebobosha iba sikemo.
It is the prayer of the righteous that does indeed avail much.
Nothing's gonna stop us. I don't know if you know it, but on our last clarion call, and Joy will put this up, on our last clarion call, we decreed, and I prophesied and told y'all that something was getting ready to happen in a city concerning water, that a city was going to be known as the City of Dangerous Water. This thing hit the news on yesterday, I believe. And guess where it's at, y'all? In Alabama. What if God is sending us to Alabama to end the water crisis? Abeshe elebo kumakanini. Are you listening to me? We have an assignment. And it's not always about the numbers. It's not always about how many people. But I don't want you just to come because Prophet Khan is there and I just want to be there. Don't come there with your lazy, trifling, non-praying self. Let's come and intercede and believe God for breakthroughs, signs, wonders, and turnaround. in every area of our life. You listening to me? I believe God. Come on, we're praying. We're believing God. We're trusting him. And we're taking him at his word. And because God is the greatest power. Ha! 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 Ebekeshe babakusha. And because God is the greatest power, you will never be defeated. Do me a favor. I want everybody on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, you know, all these social media outlets. I said I want everybody, not some of you. You know, sometimes I give an instruction and y'all decide whether you're going to do it or not. You know how you is. But I want everybody. What about Shande to post on their social media page? And notice I said everybody. Every one of you to post. I'm headed to Mobile, Alabama for the underground prayer movement. Everybody post it. Everybody post it. I'm headed to Mobile, Alabama. Make sure you're at Prophet Karn. Hashtag two things. Hashtag underground prayer movement. And I want you to do hashtag it starts with you. You know the letter U. It starts with the letter U. Doing that on purpose. Let's create a brand. It starts with you. Because if there's going to be a change, it's going to start with you in prayer. And underground starts with a U. Okay? So let's brand that. I'm headed to Mobile, Alabama for the underground prayer movement, or hashtag underground prayer movement. Hashtag it starts with you. All right? But everybody put all over your social media. Everywhere. I'm headed to Mobile, Alabama. And let's start traction in the spirit. You are blessed. You are favored. Can't be stopped. Ask me how I know. They whispered, conspired. They told their lies. God favored me. And I know he favored me because my enemies did try but couldn't triumph over me. You are blessed. More grace.